We're here with the MGM Marketabilities, Growing Media Marketabilities podcast. Episode 19.
Man, right? And they said it wouldn't last.
We got like 300 more to go.
At least. And we're still waiting on sponsors. Hey, there's plenty of time. Get on board.
Yeah, Skillshare, Doritos.
Look at him.
Milo's tea.
This is all sponsored by Milo's.
There's where it's
a whole
at
gallon right jug right there.
That's it.
All right, so we wanted to talk about marketing to the youth today, the youth of the world, like our friend Wyatt over here.
Yes. And your son.
Wyatt.
What was your pseudonym? What was your fake name?
Timothy Van Horn.
Yeah, Timothy Van Horn. Man of many names.
Yes, exactly. Appearing on a newscast and using a false identity.
Was that on the fly, Wyatt, or did you have that planned?
No, I was coming out of the gas station.
Yeah, you can get closer if you want to.
You got to eat it.
I was coming out of the gas station, and I saw a dude with a camera, like, next to the pump, and I was like, oh, he works for the news. And as a
teenager, what do you do?
I told him, I was like, these gas prices are ridiculous. And he's like, you want to talk about it? And I'm like, yes, I do. Yes, I do want to talk about it. So, under an assumed name, a false name,
yes. Well, we know that teens are a potential billion-dollar market, but here's what's crazy about marketing to a teenager. It can either go really, really well, or they can hurt you immensely if they don't like what you're trying to portray or put out there. Would you guys agree with that?
Right. And I also think a big thing that they look for is like place and time. You know, where do we find teens at? Like, where are teens looking at the most? Mm-hmm. And like you said, they really have to be careful, because I think the teen demographic, at least the way it's always been, are like the most volatile. Would you say that, like, you know, if a brand really, you know, ticks you off or seems lame or like crap, that you really don't give them a second thought?
Yeah, I think that, you know, you only get one chance to make a first impression. And if a company comes across maybe my For You page or my Instagram feed, and, you know, the marketing just sucks and there's nothing about it that's like, wow, like, I need this in my life, then yeah, I mean, that makes me kind of not want to come back to it.
Dude, is it just the light? What I noticed, this guy's got a shiner. Did you look at that?
Who been in a fight with?
Right there.
I got in a fight with a bear.
A bear.
He's making up more crap.
Was that more Van Horn activity?
Timothy wrestled a bear. Wyatt was clock playing basketball, I think, is how that went.
Yeah.
I agree. It is amazing to me that decades in this industry of marketing and advertising and putting together commercials and producing and you know, doing a whole TV show. And these kids are, and I say kids, I'm 50. You guys are so media savvy, and you've learned to, I think what's very difficult with my generation versus yours is we were not prepared for such rapid change. It happens overnight. I mean, you have to be willing to meet that need and that demand overnight.
Yeah. And I think that's why a lot of marketing, a lot of people have moved towards that push into social media and like YouTube, as well as the big thing right now is TikTok. Would you say that? Like, do you see a lot of things on TikTok? You're like, man, I'd like to get that, like, that product or whatever it is.
Yeah, TikTok definitely is the front runner for sure.
Yeah, is there a TikTok that comes to mind where you saw something and you're like, wow, that looks cool. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go grab that, or I'm gonna save up for that, or something.
I remember there was one a little while back. It was like these there's like this little like rubber ball thing. Like you get like a pack of them. And they like go in the dark, and you could like throw them at your roof, and they'd stick, and then they like fall down. And you just sit there and you keep throwing them. I thought that was really entertaining.
Oh my gosh,
that's super entertaining.
Or have you seen the TikTok of the Loom light? Hmm. You like sit on your table and like lights up your whole room like green, blue, purple.
No,
it's on. I've seen it like 7 times this week. I'm like, what the heck,
man? It's targeting you, Loom light.
Yeah,
Loom light.
I've started to see companies like sort of use TikTok as a platform to market, and even like making sort of almost fake TikToks where it's clearly their marketing division is like making this pre-existing character, mm-hmm. and then it's like this fake TikTok for something. Like, I keep seeing it on my phone on like YouTube ads or something. There's like a ad for Bumble, which is like a dating service,
right?
And
I do not want my kid on Bumble, but right. thanks for that, right there.
But yeah. it's this guy like dancing, like doing a TikTok dance, and he's got like letters. A sentence like, oh, you know, it'd be great if, you know, found your love on Bumble. And it's like clearly a fake TikTok.
Right.
But they've decided
you remembered
their,
Bumble.
Yeah. They've decided their marketing strategy is to make fake TikToks. And it's really funny because it's like meta. And I think that's where a lot of marketing is going for, especially for teens and stuff, is like right. meta marketing. Like, what do teens like? Oh, teens like video games. Oh, well, let's try to like.
And pretty girls.
Let's put our ads on Twitch guys. Because yeah. they're watching people play video games on Twitch. Let's yeah. put a 30-minute ad for you know, whatever it is.
30 minutes or 30 seconds?
30 seconds. That's a long ad.
Man, that is bold.
Yeah, so, we don't have a digit funny spend thing like with that.
YouTube and Google Analytics, you can put an ad on YouTube that can go hours long based on how the YouTube platform works.
Right.
And I've been like thumbing through videos and an ad will start and I like lose, you know, get distracted and I look back and it's a 20-minute ad.
Oh,
but
no.
it's really just someone's YouTube video that they've sure. set up as an ad.
Sure.
And I'm like, nope.
Exactly.
That's not happening.
I mean, I know what we want ultimately in the end is we want them to see whatever it is that we've created. Or, you know, they want people to see what they've created. And you've got to have the almighty share. Is that safe to say? Is that's how you create?
Yeah, to an extent, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, enlighten us. What's up? How do people make millions? And how do you, what do they have to do to make you come to mom and yeah. go, I got to have that?
How do young kids like your age, 17 and younger, make millions?
Like, do
TikTok?
Kids still like Yeezys?
I mean, yeah, like Yeezys are still in.
Yeah, but so Yeezys are a weird thing because like Kanye West has a cult of personality. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, but they're a weird shoe. So like, why do kids actually like them? Is it because
they're expensive?
Okay, so... the first element to that is the rarity. Like, you're not going to see, like, everyone walking down the street wearing Yeezys. Like, it's pretty exclusive. It's like a sports car, like a Lamborghini. Like, you know, I mean.
No, you can't have a Lamborghini.
it's a status quo. I mean, right. You know, you see that. And then you see these influencers that we all look up to and admire walking around in those. And you think, I got to have those, mm-hmm. you know.
So status,
yeah,
like that's a really
very much.
Big part of it. I feel
before
like,
they get out and earn their own money, it's status. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I feel like I see teens all the time with like AirPods.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are just cool. So is that like a big factor? Like if it's something that everybody agrees is cool?
Yeah. Like if it's, you know, like a one of one kind of thing, like, you know, I don't think, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's nothing really like AirPod, like, is there anything like close to it? Like Beats, Beats
know.
Have
Apple,
tried to, yeah.
Ray J came out with some
Raycon.
Oh my gosh,
those have a stigma of like, you know, they're competing with AirPods, and that's right. like the weird sort of spot those are in. But they market so hard,
yeah.
They
do.
Apple does a really yeah, they job. Do. I remember like years ago, I saw ads for like those Raycons, and it'd be on like YouTubers' videos, and they'd have like only like a million subscribers. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but
yeah,
like in that instance,
a million.
They're like
not a lot.
Raycon,
yeah,
they're the best. And we're yeah, like, Apple just came out with AirPod Pros like last week, and they got yeah. sound canceling and everything.
And they're honestly yeah. way better, but you know. Sometimes the quality of the product isn't as powerful as the marketing, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
That's true.
And you have to find out on either your dime or someone else's that it wasn't all that.
Yeah.
And I think like a thing that factors into some of this is a lot of the teen market is either in their very early years of college or in high school. And that's sort of like a bubble of everybody's opinions. Mm-hmm. And so like if, you know, a lot of the people that think something's cool in your high school, that marketing is sort of a enigma, because it's mm-hmm. like, how do you get an entire like high school of kids to think something's cool,
right,
and sell it to them? And I think that it's really organic, because it's going to be by word of mouth for the most part. Like,
yeah,
would you say that your friends kind of all agree on if something's cool or not?
Yeah. And if you come to the group chat with like something that's not very cool,
okay.
then you get shot down and there's backlash.
Okay.
And that's how it works, you know?
So we know that you guys care about perception, you know, what people think. We know that some teens or many teens are egocentric. Safe to say?
Yeah.
Most teens want to get involved and participate. Is that safe to say? Even if it's just to share in hopes that you maybe win something?
More or less. I think everyone wants like some form of accomplishment, and they want to be recognized for that.
It's like that exclusivity we're talking about for like Yeezys or whatever product. You know, if you get those, you know, you're like one of only a handful of people that's gotten them. And so that feels special.
Everyone wants to be important. Yeah. And, you know, I think that's definitely like more highlighted during your high school years.
Sure. What about delivering a pitch or some sort of marketing in real time? How important is that? Because I've noticed with a lot of artists that kids will stay tuned in overnight. I mean, some adults will as well. But seeing it first, and oftentimes if it's in real time, how important is that? Because it's almost like being the first.
It's very... sorry, Brandon.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
But I remember, you probably remember, when Jack Harlow dropped his album.
The recent one?
The recent one.
Yeah.
There were so many kids up. Like, it was 1 o'clock.
Waiting for the drop.
Waiting for it to come out. And then I look on Snapchat and everyone's just like, Jack Harlow, Jack Harlow, Jack Harlow. It was all over the place.
As it was happening.
Yes.
They had to be there and be part of that.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's a, you know, big kudos to his PR team, you know, by spreading out that message throughout as many people as possible, like social media, whatever it takes. He had all of that engagement and people just like lining up to wait for that album to drop. And that's a huge part of music right now is getting everybody geared up and ready. I remember an album that was kind of more directed, I guess, at me would have been like the Kendrick album.
The new one that just
dropped? And it was like, everybody was like, oh, because he kind of put out a teaser, because someone was he's never going to make another album again. And then he quote tweeted that and was like, actually, like,
so that's kind of cool.
It's coming in a couple weeks. And so everybody was like bated breath watching.
Right.
And then it dropped. And so everybody had to have their first opinion on it.
True.
Yeah.
I know everybody was like, oh, this song sucks. This song's great.
Right.
Does that like influence you any like reviews of stuff? Like when people are like, oh, you know, that Jack Harlow album was awesome. Does that like actually get you to listen to it?
Yeah. Like there are songs off of the album that I personally didn't enjoy because I don't know, like first listen, you know, because you hear it and then you kind of look at the reviews.
Oh, you are persuaded by reviews.
Exactly. I think everyone is. I mean, even if it's not like, you know, consciously, like we all in some way are manipulated by it.
Hmm.
I definitely think that that's a thing.
That's good.
I heard songs off that album at first that I didn't like. And then the reviews persuaded me to go back and listen to it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like this is like pretty good music. Honestly.
Yeah. I think, I mean, just to get back to Marketability's MGM, a podcast by Growing Media, I think what we have been able to put our fingers on here, the pulse of what's happening in the marketplace, is listening and talking to, and back in the day, I think we called it focus groups or whatever. Right. But that's what we're able to do with your products, is to find out, okay, who's your target market? Yep. How do we reach them best? Because obviously you're not going to reach me the way that you reach him.
Yeah.
And the way that you reach him ultimately has to make it to me. So it's kind of a vicious, crazy cycle. But the key is, and we all, I don't know that we despise this word, but man, it's exhausting, is staying on top of the trends.
Yeah.
What's relevant now? So.
And it's moving so much faster than it ever has before.
Yeah.
And you say those focus groups, and it's almost like the world with the internet is currently like your constant focus group. Because if you're not monitoring social media and how you market on social media, you're missing out on people's instantaneous opinions of what you are
good or bad.
You know.
Yeah. Is that what they say? Any publicity is good publicity?
In a sense, it depends what you're...
Until you get those reviews. Yeah. We were, you know, just talking about reviews. Sometimes you just don't want your thing to be forgettable. I don't know if anybody is like a big movie buff when it comes to like popular movies and like their reception, but the Sony movie Morbius, which like the comic book movie, nobody liked it. Nobody went and saw it. And then everybody started making jokes about it.
And then they had to go see it.
And then people wanted to see it. But what happened was Sony mistook a lot of the jokes and a lot of the feedback as, people want to come out and see it. So they re-released it and nobody went and saw it again. So it's like not only do you have to be aware.
No, that wasn't funny.
Not
that wrong.
Not only do you have to be aware of like how many people, like how many hits something is getting on social media, it's like, oh, people were talking about it, but they weren't talking about it positively.
Right. No. Wow. And
so you got to be aware of that perception, like you said, of do people actually like this or are they making fun of it?
Yeah, that's tough. The other thing that I worry about is I think your age group, you want to discover things online. I mean, they live on these things, right? Yeah. And as a parent, I'm constant. I mean, I do too for work. And, I want to keep up with friends, family. But I'm finding myself constantly, snatching it out of his hand, whatever. But I know it's not a race. It's maybe to stay up on the latest, greatest things that are happening. My fear, we don't know what they're being fed. Is it the truth? Are you being manipulated some way? And I can guarantee you are. We all are being AI. We're all being manipulated into giving information or, disseminating information, whether or not it's true or not.
I think it's been around longer than you think,
What, phones or?
I think the manipulation phones. And like the concept of people always getting brainwashed.
Like through TV and stuff. I mean, you did the news for a really long time. I mean,
so I didn't think we were going to talk about that anymore.
Well, that kind of gave her like an inside view of like what it's really like, I mean, because you were on scene for like a lot of stories and you've seen a lot of things in person that a lot of people have never like physically like been present for.
The problem with journalism today, and I believe this, and I guess it's why I'm concerned. Back in the day, we truly made a point of getting both sides. Can you imagine?
That'd be tough.
Nowadays, the reporters interview each other. Like, they're somehow the authority on a topic. I don't know when that happened.
Who knows?
I got out in 2009, and I haven't watched since. So they ignorance probably is bliss.
They were like, Andrew's gone. Let's just talk to each other.
It wasn't really funny.
That's the piano.
I'm looking for the clap, but, whatever. So when you found out what we were going to talk about today, what did that mean to you when you hear marketing to teens or, how is it all infiltrating the minds of people your age?
I think that a lot of people like have this conception of like teens is just like this one big like group.
Perceiving it.
And I think truthfully, over time we're becoming more and more diverse. Like everybody is, their own story. And I think that it's hard to really pin like one like specific like thing that like teens are going to eat up because there's just everyone's so different now.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yeah. With the internet, like I mentioned before, you have so many people finding out like niche identities about themselves. Maybe like they have a group of friends online that like, a very specific thing. And so they revolve their identity around that. And that creates almost like a almost unmarketable person unless it's that product.
Right.
The word fandom gets tossed around a lot throughout like, 2010s to now of just a singular IP or product that people 100% like revolve their identities around. And at the same time, I think that kids are developing sort of a wholly new kind of culture of like individuality that exists and can be sort of reinforced through knowledge of other people being like that. I had a conversation with my cousin the other day who came out to me as non-binary. And, they had identified as a woman through their whole life. Oh, wow. And she was like, or they were like, back in the day, I didn't know there was like another kind of gender identity I could be. I just always thought I was weird. But with the internet and the way that people communicate now.
Those words often.
Yeah,
you
and the way people are more comfortable talking about themselves.
Right. That is true.
They were able to sort of realize, I'm not weird. There are other people like me, and we all feel similar. And as long as we're happy, that's what matters.
I think that's what is that. That's the good part of the internet is no one feels like they're isolated or alone. You can always find someone who is like you. And I can tell you, back to that whole advertiser standpoint or whatever. Sometimes you have to go through. You would talked about sharing stories and such. To get to me, people will go through him many times marketing, you know, and that's kind of an interesting concept because they're delivering whatever message to you, to him, for you to go and relay that to whomever. And I think it's interesting to point out from a retailer side of things that even at his age, they still make Christmas lists. They still make birthday lists, well,
I didn't,
you know.
When I was his age, but it's
yeah.
I didn't.
You still do. I saw your list on your desk. What are you saying? I mean, you like.
That wasn't a list.
What
that was,
I would like.
To do stuff for you.
Just by.
For you. Like my.
Yeah, I would like
client
this
stuff
edgiest.
That
yes.
needs to be done.
Look at him, how shifting gears there.
And as long as there's presents under the tree, Santa has ruined my
Santa,
heart.
Santa, man.
Santa is still around, man.
But yeah, you got to think about that. And I think that's a big problem is too many times people are really quick just to throw things out there or, you know, from a business standpoint, just there it is. There's my cheesy made commercial. I didn't invest a lot of money. I'm not launching it at the right time of the year because there's really nothing coming up because you have to keep in mind that hopefully parents aren't spoiling their kids and just buying anytime, you know, here and there, whatever. So I think those things are important. And because you're busy running your business and your service or whatever you're doing, oftentimes you forget that. Like we need to gear up for, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think honestly, the kids like quality and the kids are getting smarter and they're going to be able to tear apart whatever you throw at them.
Oh, yeah.
So if you are not like checking your boxes and making sure, does this commercial, is this actually cool? Are people going to tear this apart? Is my movie cool? Is my song cool? Like what about this? If I showed this to, you know, my younger sibling, or if I showed this to, you know, the kid across the street, are they going to tear it apart? And that's what you got to like think of. Cause I think, kids are so much smarter now. They're so much more well-informed and, they're almost impossible to trick with a lot of like the BS that used to be part of marketing.
I think that that's, half and half. I think that there are some people my age who are very easily manipulated, and then I think that there's the other half that you can't crack. And, you know, I guess you, as a marketer, you have to tap into that side that is easily manipulated.
Okay. Now you have inquiring minds want to know. Ooh. So those people out there ready to spend money and market, and you're actually their target market, what do they do?
So, I mean...
Give you stuff.
Yeah, free stuff. No, but... I definitely think that it's just, you have to build like hype around your product, and like, sadly, most things and most like trends nowadays are just built off the hype. Like you've got a couple things that are going to stick around. Like you got a few artists, you got a few movies that are going to stick around, and then you got a bunch that just ride the wave.
Have you seen Top Gun?
True.
I haven't.
Not the 86 version.
I haven't seen either.
Okay. Well. Yeah,
but there is a lot of hype around it, and that makes me want to go watch it.
Have you seen the we were talking about on the show? Have you seen the trends for Top Gun?
Yeah,
it's all over the place,
and I don't even know what it is.
Crazy.
I know it's got Tom Cruise in it, but like that's it.
Well, Top Gun is truly a rank though in the
military. Yeah,
so
you're flying
the
airplane.
Now they're doing it. Yeah.
I only know that because my stepdad told me that. Okay. Like I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, it's like a ranking system when you're flying airplanes.
The best.
Like, the best of the best. Yeah, you're like
those crazy people and like the SEALs.
You're like S tier. Yeah, you know what that is.
Yeah, I got you.
It's your S tier, sure. Your ranking. Okay. It's one of the most respected in the military.
Well, the only other thing I wanted to touch on that I'm not sure that we did yet, because of your generation, and maybe it happened several years before him, I think the world became silly in a way as well. And we call it just kind of dumbing down. But man, you've seen it with the Dollar Shave Club. You've seen it with all of the... There was something today about bad breath and poop and like talking about the smells and where it comes from. But they put it on such a level of just... You laugh because they said the word poop. You know, they think that's fantastic. So I think that's something that's happening as well that I don't know if I'm concerned about it. because it really doesn't challenge you to think very much, but it is surely entertaining. Yeah. And man, they are making millions and millions of dollars because they got people's attention by dumbing things down to the most basic level.
Yeah, I was editing last night the Dr. Squatch piece, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was like, these commercials
are... Well, you didn't get Dr. Squatch account. Yeah, we were hoping to write.
Okay. We're getting there.
Okay.
I was watching. I was like, this is hilarious.
It is funny.
I was like, this is so funny.
Yeah. And is that where Lucas gets his soap or everything?
Yeah.
Or
okay. Somewhere.
Yeah, I think honestly comedy is a major element that a lot of has always sort of existed but is a little easier to nail these days. And there's so many like commercials and stuff where like their core selling point is a punchline, and you know, they mm-hmm. get you and then you remember it later, and that's how they've got you like wrapped around their finger.
Totally. Totally. I mean, when you'll sit and watch a commercial, like you said, that goes on for any length of time, and it's funny, like they made you feel something, whether you laughed or you got mad, or, you know, there's that one company that they blow things up. Like, man, you're sticking around for that. And you don't, maybe you don't know what they're talking about, but they just blew something up and it was big and it was crazy and it was cool. And you will remember it because they planted it somehow.
Yeah. There's actually a really cool company out in St. Louis called AbMat. They have this big old medicine ball, indestructible ball, and can you break a medicine ball like your normal generic one? Yeah, you can. But they put it under this pressure, like big old thing.
You're not promoting another ad company.
Like a hydraulic press?
Is this an ad company?
Probably not. Wait, what did you say?
Like a hydraulic press?
Yeah, they put it on a hydraulic press. Yeah, and they pressed it down and it's still boom.
That's a great idea.
Shout out AbMat, but still.
Did you just give credit for a second time?
Well, it's a sponsorship. Not, well, it's not marketing, but sponsor. We can get them to...
We all got to work together.
It's okay.
Oh, there it is again.
Milo's.
So,
but it goes back to...
What does it go? Let me guess. Say it one more time.
Seeing those silly things.
Yes.
And you're like, wow, that's actually working for commercial.
Absolutely. Wise. I get it. You'll never forget that.
I wanted to say one last story before we wrap up. Does everybody know the Mayhem Man? It was like Allstate. Mayhem.
Oh, yeah. The Mayhem guy.
Yeah. The Mayhem guy. Like
women loved him, right?
Gets messed up in the Allstate commercials and he's like walking around. His suit's all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Destroyed. That guy. Yeah. The guy.
Maybe he like walked out in front of a car and then swerved and hit a tree. Or yeah. Something. And he's always like, you know, if you don't get Allstate, I'm going to be there. I'm going to mess up your life. And the social media manager for Allstate quit her job because when they first started posting the Mayhem guy, commercials, people were commenting on all the videos just like very mature themed things.
Right.
But apparently it was working because that guy rose the Allstate, like they were making so much money just off of those ads. And they were all really funny. And now I think I saw a State Farm commercial or like a Farmers or whatever it is where they like blew up a house.
They're all trying to do the same thing. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you got to be ready for everything. And they just like blow up a house in the background. And
yeah. Like
it's really absurd.
No, I remember whenever I was like, I don't know, like 11, 12, like on Disney
so
Channel.
So long ago.
On Disney Channel, they would have like insurance commercials. Like
I've never seen that on Disney.
No, crazy. I swear to God.
Oh, because like, they hope mom like, would walk through or dad
no,
would walk
No, it's
through.
Like Geico and stuff. Like just...
The gecko.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it like planted itself in our minds. Like it's kind of weird. But
oh.
Like,
it's like long-term marketing.
My goodness,
marketing.
That's
And State
right.
Farm, Jake from State Farm.
Yeah,
like,
Jake
yes.
from State Farm. Yes. And he would sing things as a child. I remember, man, that is brilliant marketing right there when you've got a jingle that the kids remember.
He's like, what is he wearing?
Khakis. Yeah, like it's crazy.
And I see kids like with iPads or whatever, and they watch the whole YouTube ads. Like, because they don't really know any better. Like, I've seen my nieces and nephews, they, like, have, like, a tablet or something. And they're sitting there watching the entire 3-minute YouTube ad. And I'm like, you can skip that. And they look at me like I'm an alien.
Yeah, they're like, no.
Like, no, this is more content for me to consume.
I feel like the younger kids nowadays, they're going to soak all that in.
They're
just
going to
explode in the marketing aspect, the content aspect of it.
Yeah.
They have all this technology and everything like that to go viral overnight. They have...
That's what we'll talk about next time.
It's absolutely
mean, dudes,
insane.
People playing with Play-Doh and Crayola and stuff, millions and millions and millions of views, you know, just to play with
Play-Doh. Yeah, there's this kid on YouTube. He just opens up toys.
Ryan's toy
yeah.
reviews.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And gets like
10
millions
million
and millions
views. 10 million views or something.
Yeah.
And he's like 8.
Marketing
it's
to like
so cool.
children, like babies, is just surreal. Yeah, we should totally talk about that next time.
Hey, but we'll do it. Yeah. I think we're out of time.
So this has been episode 19 of the MGM podcast.
Find us, Marketabilities, and we're at growingmediamarketing.com. I think that's where you find the podcast. And then on every stage. And we're very famous. Have you heard of us?
What?
Timothy, have you heard about us, Timothy?
Timothy Van Horn.
Do you need marketing, Timothy?
I just came on here because I found out she used to do the news for WSIX.
All he wanted was a Snapchat shot today. And his thing, oh, and by the way, send that to us because we'll edit that in.
I think he sent that already.
Thank you, special guest Timothy Van Horn, also known as Wyatt Sherwin.
Thank you.
And yeah.
Thank you.
All of you guys, have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.